Welcome to the Unstick Your Mind podcast on Mimika TV. Get ready to get unstuck, align with your true purpose, and unlock your God-given potential.
This is what I'd find which really led me to the whole process of mindset training is that business problems are personal problems in disguise. That oftentimes when we're having issues with our business, it often has to do with what's going on up here. Because brains run the world, right? Our brains think and plan, and that brains are CEOs of businesses, brains are teachers, brains are parents. That if our brains and our mindset isn't in the right place, we are constantly going to either A, self-sabotage, or not step up to the opportunities we know that we can be and can be part of. And we kind of just cut ourselves off at the knee. So I really found that what's important about business is to really understand the mindset, especially from a leadership perspective, because most business owners and entrepreneurs, you're leaders. You're leading yourself, first of all. Then you're leading a team, whether it's, you know, building an audience or providing a service. And people look up to leaders to have the answers. But oftentimes we don't. Sometimes we're a hot mess and we're like, there's a lot of noise going on up here. But, you know, we look cool and calm like a duck. But underneath we're paddling like crazy, trying to like just pay the bills or just like, oh, how are you? I'm great. How are you doing? You're like, oh my gosh, like I'm stressing. And that's primarily what happens, right? Is a lot of noise in between our temples. And what I'd realized is that even from myself and my past experience, I have missed out on so many lost opportunities, lost income, and lost relationships because I perhaps didn't feel good enough or didn't feel experienced enough or didn't feel like I had the money for it or whatever, fill in the blank, enough. And what I'd realized is once I had started and did the work on my mindset and started to change about how I felt about myself from a deep level, which required a lot of work, and you know, there's a lot of details that go into that, but an overall arching picture is where your mind goes, you follow. So, and this is something I can say from absolute truth as being a marketing strategist. Like I was addicted to all the hacks and tricks and checklists and blueprints and show me the quick way, show me the easy way, give me the easy button, like this so-and-so did this marketing strategy and all of a sudden they made six figures. Like who's heard that, right? I'm like, ugh, insert eye roll. And really what it does, there's no amount of strategy or quick fix or checklist or hack that can get around stinking thinking. Because if you don't think right and you're thinking badly about yourself as well as about being very negative minded, you're not going to be able to see past that and see through to the opportunities. So I always say that if your bottom line in your business is not reflecting where you want to be, maybe you need to think about what your bank balance is in your mind. Like do you have the work? Have you done the work? Because everyone will agree as a business owner, nobody becomes an overnight success. And even if they say they do, they're lying. There's always work that goes for the years behind that. So, and I relate this to a lot of us go to gym or, you know, do exercise or we go on a diet. We want to pick the right foods. But one of the things we don't do is we don't feed our mind. We don't feed our brain. We don't exercise our brain. We don't have a diet from negative thinking. We're like taking on all this information, thinking that the next hack and, you know, checklist is going to get me there. Well, you can't get there any faster than the work that you put in. And if you've got what I like to call junk in your trunk, all of us have some trauma from when we were growing up. Usually there's always some story. None of us grow up untainted. That's what they call the fairy tale. Doesn't exist. All of us come with some kind of baggage. And what I've realized is business owners bring that with them. That if they have an issue with themselves and their self-confidence, it'll show up in their leadership. It'll show up in their business. And it just all falls together. So that's why in my own experience, like I've walked through all of this. I've had to experience this for myself and realize there's got to be more. Like if I want to be a successful business owner, I got to do the work where it counts, right? Because once you open your mind and you see the opportunities and you believe in yourself, because I really believe part of my coaching is you have to have belief. You have to have a belief in yourself. I firmly believe you have to have a belief in a higher power. And in my instance, I call it God. Some people call it the universe. But having that gives you a sense of purpose. And when your purpose and your mindset are aligned, then you can become unstoppable. So it's almost like that really is the secret, right? Is to really get your thinking right. I was one of those, and I've always been one of those high achieving, go, 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 got to keep going until I fall apart, right? Either burnout or breakdown. And I had both and a business failure. Well, really, the story goes that I'd been really pursuing building my business and like my online platform, and things weren't going so well at home. I had a child that was going through severe depression and anxiety, and being the mother that I am, I'm like, okay, we got to fix it. What can we do to fix it? You know, psychologists and psychiatrists, doing everything I can to fix it, till eventually it became unfixable. I had to literally stop, and my body gave in. Like, I'd went through a period of 3 months where I had a business failure, ended up with a ton of credit card debt from a launch that didn't go very well. 3 weeks after that, I had my child implode where I couldn't get him out of bed. He was so depressed, and I was like, something is seriously wrong. And then 6 weeks after that, my mother-in-law passed away from cancer. And talk about a trifecta, three things, and then like literally I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't get out of bed. I was so weepy. I was depressed. I was exhausted. Like, I couldn't even hold a conversation. My mom would phone and I'd be like, I gotta talk. I'm gonna have to text you, you know. And she's like, oh my gosh, what's going on? But even though it was the worst part of the worst time in my life, it was also the best thing that I needed for me. Because I was like this car racing down the highway, going at 100 miles an hour. And the speed's limit was like, hey, slow down, slow down. Here's an off ramp. You need to take a rest. Go take a rest break. And I was like, no, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going, until eventually the walls literally fell off and the wheels fell off. And I don't advise that until we get to burnouts and breakdown. And then feeling like I had sacrificed time and felt so guilty. Like, I beat myself up. Like, why didn't I see the signs? Why didn't I help my child sooner? Went through that shoulda, woulda, coulda, that blaming and that whole situation, plus layering on, you know, grief. But what I'd realized, and that was really what triggered me into changing my business model, is like, what am I here for? Why am I doing this? Chasing numbers and a bank balance and six figures or seven figures, who cares, really? If I don't have the family and I don't have my health to enjoy it, like, at the end of the day, you can try hard. And, you know, when you're in sacrifice or survival mode, obviously when you're struggling to pay the bills, it's all you can focus on is got to make the money, got to make the money. But don't lose sight of yourself in the process, right? And that's what I did. I lost sight of myself, and I wasn't kind to myself. I didn't take care of myself. Physically, I got very sick. Until I literally was in bed and I couldn't pull myself out of bed. And I'm usually a very positive person, but there's no amount of positive thinking and positive talk that could get me out of that situation until I stopped, reassessed, and started to pay attention to myself and realized self-care is not selfish. Self-care is actually me putting my oxygen mask on, because if I can't breathe, I can't help anyone around me. Like, I'm not a good mom. I'm not a good wife. I'm not a good friend. I'm not a good business owner. And I think that's a lot of things we lose sight of is in the business world, is we so focus on the goal, so focus on the bottom line. We forget to enjoy the journey of being there, of doing it. So I've really learned to slow my roll and get down to a nice speed and just go along the speed limit. And then when it says time to fill up your tank, I take the time off, shut down social media. I'm not going to be responding to every email and every notification. And a matter of fact, I switch them off. And as a marketing strategist, like, we mentioned before we started recording, talking about how often to post on social media. And I've made a conscious decision to do less so I can do more, because I know that I need more time to think, to reassess, to get to that deeper level of creativity that is required of me to create content and to help and support my clients on a deeper level. That if I'm running around putting out fires and constantly trying to be everywhere, I'm going to burn out. So I would say it's definitely is the worst, but was the best thing that could have happened to me. Growth is never linear. It's never like I'm going to be here and I'm going to go there. It's kind of like a squiggly line. We try things, we test things. And the way that I've really structured it, I'm really passionate about getting this message out about really helping people work through their mindset shifts so they can really perform and do the things that they know they're dreaming of. I'm sure there's lots of entrepreneurs listening today who are like, I really want to do these big things and I want to dream these big dreams, but I seem to be constantly hitting into these blocks or like these walls or these ceilings. Like, I keep doing the same thing and then I fall back again and I push again and then I fall back again. And I have these habits and these patterns, and it's like, why does it feel like it's going round and round and round and I never can get off into the next level? So for me, my biggest goal is to really create quality content. Like, I have a group coaching program primarily for women, because we talk a lot of women's stuff. Like, we're emotional and we talk about how we feel. But a lot of the content I create is to really shift people's thinking. I want you to have a transformational moment when you listen. I want you to have your own ahas. I want you, the light bulb to go on to like, wow, I never thought about that. Because we all know nobody gets fit overnight. We have to get mentally fit, which is why I like to consider myself a personal trainer for your mind. Because when you train at the gym or you go for a run, you start with baby steps. So part of the way that I see growing my business is the same way, it's baby steps. Every time I create something, I'm going to create another level. So that's really the big dream, is to create a mindset training platform that impacts people and lives for years to come. Well, I would just say for everyone listening that no matter what situation you're in, where you've come from, your circumstances, or your background, the good news is your brain can be trained. You can age backwards. You don't have to be a victim of your circumstances or of your past. Like part of what I've been doing is going through another layer of brain certification training. And I'm a total neuroscience geek. And it shows you that based on studies and training, like people who've had traumatic brain injuries, the brain can change. So you don't have to have the brain you were born with. You can actually train it. You can put good things in it. You can build it. You can change the way you think. You can change your habits. But it starts with the choice. It starts with you deciding that today, I don't want to be the way I was yesterday. I want to be better tomorrow. So I'm going to do the work that counts. And that is on my mind. So I would definitely encourage everyone today that it can be done. You can teach an old dog new tricks. Are you ready to change your brain to change your life? Discover how to break limiting beliefs, stop self-sabotage, and unlock your full potential by rewiring your brain using neuroscience, coaching, and faith-based principles. Come and join my coaching program, Unstick Your Mind, today.